This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My bad.
Sending an email about a cow that's out. Big news.
Well, at least you have priorities. Is it like a cow that's gone rogue?
No, it's a cow that keeps getting out. For those of you who don't know, by the way, hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, putting all this audio together. Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles. Kara is in Washington. Victoria is in New York City. You are where you are listening. Thank you for being there to celebrate the good thing going on Wednesday, the 13th of July. One of them is the Daisy the Cow. You saw that picture that was posted about a week ago. On Facebook and Twitter, I think, both of them, the cow that had her nose and head in the car. I think there were two or three of them in the car. I had brought Miles out to the pasture to see the cows. I hadn't really been around cows before. And so the cows came up to the car and opened the windows, and Daisy stuck her head in the window. Well, Daisy is a very nice cow with a great personality, but she doesn't like being in the 84-acre pasture because apparently there's not enough for her to eat there. So she was out. Well, she was out last. She's been out four times this past week. She was out last night, and I get a call from the police. Not much I can do about it here.
No. How does she get out?
She finds a hole in the fence or makes a hole in the fence. It just she's one of these, and I say this, and when I've said this before, people were aghast. It was, you didn't just say that. She is a black cow, and black cows tend to get out more often than brown cows, in my experience.
Black cows matter,
there.
Dougie.
Yes, I heard. I guess that was a perfect way for us to encapsulate that conversation. All right, so let's look at what's going on.
Well, has Daisy been returned home safely?
Daisy is going to be returned home. I took her from a friend who asked me if I could take care of Daisy for the summer, unknowing that Daisy was a problem for her, and that's why she gave her to me to take care of her. So I've just asked her.
It's kind of cute, though, that she has a spirit to wander.
The problem is when a black cow is out at night on back country roads where the farm is. These are narrow country roads, no lights. So a black cow standing in the middle of the road could, there's probably a song there someplace, could end up as somebody's hamburger. And that's not what you would want. So anyway, she's going to go somewhere else, but she's not going to be sitting out there with, she's by herself most of the time anyway. She goes off, and I've said this before, and people look at me like I have two heads when I say that mostly I have brown cows. This was a black cow that came from this other place. The lady asked me to take care of her, and I said I would. But it's the only black cow in the herd. The rest of them are all brown cows, all
she's
Jersey.
Trying to find the rest of her people.
Well, she's going to find him in the middle of the street. But she's going to have to.
I shouldn't say the rest of her people. The rest of her bovines, perhaps?
The rest of her. Bovines, that's what they are. They're bovines. Anyway, so that's the story of a couple of things that I've had to tend to. As you have to tend to things in your life, I have to tend to things
loose cows.
In my life. Loose cows. The Boeing Commercial Airline Company has announced there's a big air show over in England at what they call Farnborough, I believe is the name of the airport. Every year there are two of these big air shows, and the big airplane manufacturers announce the orders and how many billions of dollars where the planes are going to build and what's going on in the world of airplane building. I find two things to be very interesting that have come out of this meeting that affect us all. One of them is that the building of long-distance large airliners has slowed down to a crawl. The reason people now are deciding they don't want to go overseas. They don't want to travel. They don't want to go long distances. Planes like the 777, which is now the plane mostly that replaced the 747, which for 40 years was the standard of jumbo jet travel. Love to travel and fly on a 747. They're a great airplane. But there aren't that many more because they're expensive to run and people are not filling them up. So the next size under that is a 777. And now those planes, Boeing developed a new, better version, and they've sold about 45 or so of them. And that's they were making, I think, one or two a month. And now they've slowed down because, again, the orders from the airlines that are doing international are not, they don't need them. Airbus, the company that competes with Boeing, says the same thing about some of its big customers, including Emirates. You may be interested to know that Emirates has been named the world's best airline for the fourth time in a row.
Can I ask you a question about that one, though?
Emirates or what?
Emirates.
Well, yeah.
Because I kind of have this weird desire to fly on Emirates, but because like their first class cabins have showers and stuff.
Yeah.
But isn't it like $20,000 to fly on Emirates? Like,
if you're going to take a shower, yes. Very expensive
shower.
Well, I want
to. If you're going to fly on Emirates, I mean, if you're going to go there, you might as well go with the shower,
yeah.
Right?
Emirates and
I think the cheapest ticket in a decent seat on Emirates is like 15. So, yes, if you're up there, I mean, I don't know how much it is to fly on the ones that have the apartments. You know, the new Emirates plane has
yeah.
apartments.
Right.
I think that must be $50,000 or $100,000.
Yeah, depends on where you're
for
going.
That trip. Yeah.
Like anything else, it depends on where you're going. But this is, remember, this airline and Qatar are both Middle Eastern based. They cater to people who have lots of money, and they build their planes. Though they don't build them all, but they both have four or five planes that are built as you just described them. And they can afford to spend $140, $150 million on a plane like that because the people who are traveling are not the average. They don't build planes, nor do they service customers in volume. Mm. And they build planes and serve people that have a lot of money in the Middle East. Now,
can
are there
add
other
that
people
to my
traveling?
Christmas list? And I don't want to stop, by the way. I just want to keep going. Just a round trip ticket.
Yeah, okay. Right, yeah.
Just to try
I had
it
a
out.
Friend. Remember I told you about my friend who was the pilot of the U-2 and then went to work for Delta and then went to work for United and then went to work for Emirates and now is finishing her. She's going to be an MD, actually, when she's all done here
a
in
doctor?
Los Angeles. She's going to be a doctor. She got off of the, I don't want to fly anymore. She last worked for Emirates and would fly every day. They don't have regulations on pilots there like we do here. So every day there's a different assignment. They don't work X number of hours a month. They take a trip every day. So one day she'd be in Moscow, the next day she'd be in Beijing, the next day she'd be in Johannesburg, the next day she'd be in New York. It was all over the place. And
that doesn't sound safe.
It isn't, no. And that's why she just was tired out, and that's why she quit.
Wow.
But they have staff, and they have the ability. They hire mostly American pilots because the American pilots are the best, and they pay them the best because they have lots of money. But they aren't. Really, remember, this is a woman flying for an airline in the Middle East. You can put two and two together and come up with four. But all of the pilots, whether they were women or men, were more or less treated the same way because they could. The pilots made a lot of money, sometimes twice as much as American pilots make, but they work twice as hard. And can you imagine, actually, the boredom factor was what she, because it doesn't take anything to fly these planes anymore. You get them up in the air, you flip a switch, and they go. They're programmed to go to this place, and until you get, 40, 50 miles away from the airport, you don't have to do anything. And so, for hours at a time, if you're flying from the Middle East, let's say, to Beijing, it's probably,
it's a ride,
it's about 7.5 hours.
Bring
so what are you doing
book.
For 7.5 hours up in the cockpit of the plane?
Playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, there you go.
Your iPad.
So anyway, the top 10 airlines, Emirates and Qatar. Japan's ANA is good. Lufthansa made the top 10. There were no American airlines in the top 10, no British airlines in the top 10. Why does that not surprise me?
I'm surprised about the British, though, maybe. I love Virgin.
British Airways. Yeah,
British Airways isn't bad.
Yeah. Virgin is good, yeah.
Yeah, Virgin. British Airways isn't the way it used to be. It's become more of an American airline in the way they handle people. And Virgin, yeah, and I am surprised they're not, because they usually are. One of the Virgin airlines is in either Virgin Atlantic or Virgin Australia, but they're not in there. But I also thought it was interesting that the mid-size planes they're making more of those. Those are all for domestic, not only here but elsewhere, and that the big planes are slowing down because people don't want to travel. I find that very, very...
Isn't it interesting how politicians around the world push for more globalization, and that makes people want to travel less?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is kind of.
A little ironic.
Yeah,
well, I think it's just people, especially Americans, why would you want to go anywhere right now except within America?
Mm-hmm. And the Middle East actually issued travel warnings against us. They said stay out of protest areas. It's bad when that's happening.
Yeah. Well, the world is, as we were talking earlier, Jennifer, about, we're going to have my friend Maria Trilogy on more, the astrologer, but the upset that's in the world right now has really poignantly, it's focused everywhere. It's not just in our country. It's everywhere. It's upset every place. Why is that? There's a very interesting and credible astrological reason for that, which we'll get to at 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Darling, I will be loving you till 70.
Beautifully positioned to now make you relax for a bit. There's some news from Spotify today. The most popular first dance tracks for weddings. You know what happens after the bride and groom are introduced and they take the first dance?
Yes.
This song, Thinking Out Loud, tops the wedding song first dance list on Spotify. Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. You want to crank this up, Kara?
And I just want to tell you I so honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
Who is this guy?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I got that. I know that. What is it? Give me some more on Ed Sheeran.
Thinking out loud.
Redhead.
Yeah.
British guy, redhead, discovered and signed by Elton John.
Really?
And best friends with Taylor Swift, opened for her on her Red Tour, and then blew up so quickly, ended up a few months later selling out multiple nights at Madison Square Garden.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, his success is literally overnight.
Well, it's not because of this song.
Oh, no, this is a good one. This is probably his biggest hit, wouldn't you guys say?
Really?
Soul could never grow.
Okay. It's a
slow dance song.
I don't want to slow dance at a wedding. The first dance needs to be...
This is the first dance. You have to have a romantic song. Oh, I know. Curmudgeon over here. I know.
He's going to love the rest of the song. Then.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Buckle up, everybody. Spotify song number two, second most popular from the streaming platform. Analyzing a lot of playlists. Title, First Dance. This is John Legend's All of Me. I do like this. Yeah, this is a good song. I like this song.
You just like because he said, I love your curves.
Well, I do love her curves.
This is a really beautiful song.
My end and my beginning. Very great lyric.
Even when I lose, I'm winning.
Yep. That's good too. Much better than Thinking Out Loud.
And you give me all.
All right. Let's keep the, at least we're maybe getting the top five of these popular songs. Next on the list, number three, is Frank Sinatra's classic.
Surprises me that this is
why.
Oh, I love it. Of these three, I love this.
Yeah.
But it surprises me that people still dance to it. This is more like dinner music.
Yes, I think. Mean, yeah, but Frank Sinatra's probably across the board age-wise.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Smile so you gotta have one for the Gramps.
Nelson. I don't think it's just all of no matter what your age, you can dig Sinatra. Nelson Riddle's Orchestra. All right, so that's number three on the list. Bruno Mars, number four, with Marry You.
Right.
Go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumb night. I'm looking for something to do. How about I marry you?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Romantic as hell.
Romance.
Isn't it?
Romance.
This would only work in Vegas.
That's a perfect Vegas wedding song.
All right, let's see here. Adele, number five.
I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
Yep, that's good too.
Now this is good, but I prefer the Garth Brooks version more.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just don't. All of them are better than Ed Sheeran, as far as I'm concerned. All right.
So bad.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you and your pets. First of all, prevention. As far as prevention goes, I have found that fleas are much less likely to attack a pet who's in good health and has a healthy coat. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin. It's easier for them to burrow and get to the blood. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may also help, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's White Towel Test. Take your pet, roll them around in a white towel. You'll see brown specks. If you put them on a wet paper towel and they turn red, well, that just tells you it's flea poop and you have a problem. If you're going to be using some of the products on the market, always follow the manufacturer's label directions and never mix products. For example, it says for cats, don't use on dogs and vice versa. Treat the environment and your pet at the same time. Speak with your veterinarian about some of the new items on the market. And yes, it's possible to have a flea-free summer with your best friends. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Telling you, the energy, we were just talking about this, the energy is just so weird.
It is weird.
Maybe that's why I took a shot at Ed Sheeran, just the energy.
It's so really, now we're blaming the cosmos?
Yes, yeah, blame the cosmos. So the third Tesla crash, whilst the car is in autopilot, why do we care? This is going to happen because they haven't figured out how to make this work right, or people who are buying them haven't figured out that you're not supposed to put them on autopilot and just leave them there? Is there no direction? Do we have no manual that says you might want to pay attention to what's going on around you, even if the car is in autopilot? This guy said, I'd still buy another Tesla.
Okay.
Good for you, sir. Yeah. Don't buy one that has autopilot, though, connected to it. Maybe that's the suggestion. Television news coming up in a minute. Meanwhile, people in the news, the story of Emma Zadel, Z-A-J-D-E-L. This young woman, 9 years old, caught a fish that weighed almost 100 pounds. Her father went fishing with his daughter to teach her how to fish. father's name is Ed, and they and some of their friends were out for a day of fishing near Maryland's Shoal area. I don't think it's Delmarva. I think it's a little south of there. Minutes after she set her hook and her father taught her how to cast the line into the water, the line went tight. So her father taught her to keep everything tight. The boat was in gear. The fish.
And then she reeled up Courtney Kardashian at 100 pounds.
No, but she reeled the fish. See, there's good and bad in this. Very exciting for a young lady like that to wrestle the fish onto the boat. But then after that, you know,
did she even weigh 100 pounds?
79 pounds.
79 pounds. Yeah. Okay. And the fish was 100 pounds?
Fish was 100 pounds. Wow. So I do the math. So, but the thing, and I, this has got people like, oh, you're negative about it. I just think that going out and catching a fish and then basically killing it and stringing it up on a line to show everybody how big the fish was, I don't know. It loses something for me.
Don't you eat it, though?
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat that fish. Ugh.
What kind of fish was it?
You eat fish, though.
Yeah, no, I do eat fish. Yeah.
So somebody's catching it and stringing it up by its gill.
Well, I'm not sure about that
video. I don't mean
maybe,
to ruin the pretty image.
If I, you know what? If I have that image in my mind, I'm liable not to eat fish.
I know. Well.
Yeah. That's actually a very good point, Jennifer. Thank you for making it. A very good point.
Way to go, Jen. Now you ruined something else for him. Now you're eating fish.
He'll be tempted. I've been out to dinner with him, and he's like, I'm a vegetarian. Can I have some of your sausage, please?
No, I never. No, that's not true. I've never said I was a vegetarian.
No, he doesn't.
Never,
he doesn't eat meat.
Ever said I was a vegetarian. Never.
Yeah, but he does
eat
bacon.
I was being dramatic.
Oh, you were? Yeah. Okay. Drama central here. All right, let's see what's going on with Tom Hanks. His mother passed away, 84 years old. And so he is spending some time. I don't know why. You know, I looked at this and I said, do I want to tell the story? Because there's really no story. His mother's dead and he's mourning the loss of her. So why is that more important than somebody named Fred Smith, whose mother died yesterday at the age of 84? I don't know, Fred. Everybody knows who Tom Hanks is.
That's more important.
It isn't important. Give him some peace. And
well, he's the one who posted it. That's why it's right. Yeah, he posted a tribute to his mother on Instagram.
I don't know that I do
with
that.
A picture.
All right, so Lamar Odom distinguished himself again yesterday. He was escorted off of a Delta flight. Apparently, he pounded down a lot of beers and whiskey in the airport lounge, upset that he's getting. I thought that they were back together again when he went to the hospital.
They were. She kind of got back together with him and was helping him recover, but then he started drinking around Thanksgiving again. After almost dying, he started drinking, and she's like, forget it. And you have to give her credit for going away. I mean, you can't just sit there and enable people their entire lives.
I give her credit for nursing him back to life. I mean, my God.
But now he's got drugs and on the property, so she threw him off. She filed divorce papers, and apparently he went and got himself back. What kind of self-respecting fellow would be that or maybe self-respecting person, not just a fellow? What do you think happens? Why are you so weak? Maybe that's the question.
Because you're just so deep into your addiction. I mean, it's a physical addiction. And, you know, it was so bad. They had already shut the doors of the plane and pushed back. And he got out of his seat and threw up a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then they had to bring the plane back. He got off. They brought him back on the plane. And he threw up again. Yeah. And so somebody in first class said, look, do you know who this guy is? He's going to die up here. I don't want him riding with us. And so finally they asked him to leave, you know, altogether. But can you imagine if the airline was going to actually let him back on again? I mean, geez.
I can imagine them being clueless. Yeah. Look at the
airport. They wouldn't do that for a regular person, though. That's a Lamar Odom thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What makes him so special?
Right.
He plays basketball?
Not anymore. He doesn't. He's lost his career. He was talented, making a lot of money. He lost his career because of drugs.
Mm-hmm. His dad is also
lost his
a
marriage.
Big addict, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind
it runs
of built
in the family.
In.
Yeah. Right.
Rub around it. Yep. All right, 40 minutes past the hour. TV report up next, including what's happening to Newt Gingrich and Snoop Dogg in the focus.
Combo.
Right now,
Newt and Snoop.
Newt and Snoop.
I like it.
High blood pressure may raise the risk of you getting Alzheimer's. There's a new study out that suggests that exercise, proper diet, important to keeping blood pressure down. We've got the secret to keeping blood pressure down, though. I don't want to make it a secret. It really isn't a secret because now millions of people, thanks to commercials like this, are all wrapped around the quote-unquote secret of dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, and super beets. No secret to us. Jennifer's on them. Kara's on them. Tori's on them. I'm on them every day. And the nitric oxide that you get through super beets gives your arteries a chance to open up. And that, in and of itself, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Or if it's too high, it'll bring it down. But then, what else? What happens when you get blood to your muscles and your brain and all your organs, all over your body? You wake up. Your body wakes up. And so you have that feeling, especially in the middle of the afternoon when things slow down for you and you need to finish the day. This is the way to do it. Put a teaspoon of super beets in a 4-ounce glass of water and drink it. And in a few minutes, you'll feel the results. It tastes great, too. Take super beets every day. Feel the energy. Feel the stamina. It gives you the feeling that you want to have. So many people are onto this. It's very inexpensive, and it is a very positive way for you to get a functional food into your body. So here's what I think you ought to do. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry super beets free when you call 800-655-4183 and get your first order. Feel the results or your money back. 800-655-4183. Get the free book, Beat the Odds. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. I know people are motivated. Every time I go through this information, I know the lines ring. So get this for yourself, for family, for friends, people you love. Make sure you make their day better along with making your day better by using Super Beets. 800-655-4183 for all the marvelous things that happen with Super Beets. Get that free month supply, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When you need a procedure, we doctors ask you to sign a consent form. Usually before you sign, we explain the so-called risks and complications. In other words, we know and say every 100 procedures, some bad things will happen. And we want you to know this, as it might just be you that's unlucky. Here's the thing. Consent forms are not CYA forms for doctors. It's our way of letting you know the outcome is unknowable until it happens. DCOC advice, when you sign a consent form, make sure you understand in simple, everyday language what the most common things that go wrong are. Remember, if the doctor and everyone on their team does everything right, stuff happens. Stuff goes wrong. Nobody wants it to go sideways, but it does. In other words, buyer beware. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on my Facebook page, Dr. Chambers on call.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, let's get to the television report, 46 minutes after the hour. Conan O'Brien last night joked about people participating in this Pokemon game that we all have been talking about. This is a different skew on it, though.
This is crazy. I mean, so these people are showing no common sense, some of them. The Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. has had to ask visitors to stop coming there to catch Pokemon characters, because they say it's inappropriate. The players said, "We're so sorry. Can you direct us to the Vietnam Memorial?" Okay.
Seth Meyers jokes about the same thing.
Later this year, Apple is expected to create additions to its health app that make it easier to become an organ donor. But the easiest way to use your phone to become an organ donor is to play Pokemon Go in the city.
All right, on Family Feud, Jennifer was watching last night. They've actually had, I love Family Feud and watch it. There's a syndicated version, there's the ABC Sunday night version. With Steve Harvey.
Wait, he missed a question on Family Feud, too?
Snoop Dogg did.
Snoop was on the pyramid on Sunday and also missed a pot question.
Really? Did we have the wrong information?
No,
is this from Family Feud, or is this from the pyramid?
He was on both shows this week.
He was on both pyramid and on Family Feud.
They can't find enough people to go on those shows and get the same time.
Or Snoop Dogg just really loves game shows. I don't know.
All right, so here is Steve Harvey.
Name something Grandma might do if she caught Grandpa smoking marijuana. Yes. Yes. Marijuana, bam! Just like that. I named something Grandma might do if she caught Grandpa smoking marijuana.
Put hands on it.
Put hands on it. Ray?
She would scream at him.
Scream at him. Let's play, right? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, on the pyramid, he was receiving clues from his partner, and the category was things you roll. and the guy goes, a blunt, and Snoop's like, and was just totally taken back by it. And then he goes, sushi, and it was just, he never was able to get it. He was just out to lunch.
All right, a lot of speculation about Newt Gingrich becoming Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate, including the fact that he's been dismissed from his job as a Fox News contributor.
Fox News just threw some fuel on the Newt Gingrich for vice president fire. On Tuesday, the network announced it suspended its contributor agreement with the former Speaker of the House, citing intense media speculation about Gingrich's potential selection as Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate. Gingrich officially endorsed Trump in May and has been on the list of potential VPs for a while now. Other recently rumored possibilities include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, and retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Trump has said he's looking for an experienced politician to be his running mate. And
right.
with 20 years in Congress...
That. We got the idea. So, Newtster, maybe. I'm thinking...
I'd love if he'd pick Newt, but I have a feeling he's going to pick Mike Pence.
Mike Pence would be a horrible choice. He's a horrible governor. Horrible choice. The choice of Gingrich, though, I thought about it. He's very smart, but women so dislike him. Because of the way
women aren't
going to
vote for him anyway.
No. What, for Trump?
No. They're not. I mean, most women have already made their decision. They're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. She's winning in women. He needs someone who can actually, he needs someone who can keep him in line, which is Newt Gingrich. And he needs someone who, if he does win, will help him pass legislation. And that's Newt.
Yeah. Pence is what a horrible
thing. Well, I think Pence is going to be the guy.
Really? Well, I think I'm changing my mind about who I'm voting for. 50 minutes after the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
800-823-3851. My grandson can say woof, Warren. Woof.
So his first word is what?
Woof. Yes, it may have been. Well, he's been around the dogs all his life. He's not afraid of any dog. I got a great story. Warren Eckstein is here, who won an award last Saturday night for being the coolest cat in town. Literally and figuratively, Warren has been supporting efforts to save dogs. The shelters that are all around Los Angeles have all benefited from Warren's help over the years. This was a specific one, so he got an award from these folks. Well deserved. I was happy. Thank you for inviting me. I was happy to be there. I enjoyed meeting your nephew, who is in Smallville. What else is he in, though?
He did Smallville for 7 years. He played on Lex Luthor. Now he has a new show on TV Land, second season, called Impastor.
Impastor.
Yeah, instead of imposter, Impastor, where he plays a pastor that's not really a pastor.
Really?
Which is a great show. And by the way, Warren, he was phenomenal as Lex Luthor on Smallville.
He was 8 years. He had to shave his head for eight years.
He was phenomenal on that show.
But his hair grew back nicely.
It did.
He plays a pastor and he's Jewish? How is that? That's pretty good acting, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
That's television.
Dougie. Right.
What? What's wrong with that? That was an observation on my part, and I think it was a good, interesting observation. But he's a good kid. I enjoyed him. And
it was a lot of fun.
It was his brother was with him, right? The other
his brother Eric is also with him. Also works in the production business and restaurant business as well.
Yeah, right. But it was nice.
You're all steer than me. It's really bugging me, Doug. Yeah.
You'll be okay, Warren. Anyway, Warren deserves the award for 30-some-odd years. Been on the air with a pet show. He's here every week and every day, actually, on this program. Give us helpful tips and tell stories about animals. So we'll get to those in just a moment.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384. Then talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Warren Eckstein is here, the pet expert, the intruder report from Australia. Vicky and Michelle came home to find something lounging on their bed, wrapped up in a blanket. It wasn't a robber. It was a koala bear who had come into their house through the doggy door. What do you suppose we would do if we're... And the reason I tell you the story is because this morning when I get up, I left all the doors open to my house here on the beach in Santa Monica. And I'm getting up to go on the air, and I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm looking down, and I see something crawling around. And I'm thinking, hey, what the hell is this? So all the doors are open, all the windows are open, because it's a nice warm night. Some kind of... It wasn't a cat, but something that looked like a cat had come in and was nosing around. And I'll tell you something, if you don't think that brought me up with a start.
Something that looked like a cat, but it wasn't a cat.
Yeah,
what was it?
I don't know.
Let's go back to the fact that you're sleeping in Santa Monica with your doors open.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? You're lucky it wasn't a dude that was crawling around your bathroom. Right.
Okay. All right. As long as we're the cats. The Larry the Cat is the only thing staying on 10 Downing Street. Everything else is changing. The new lady who's coming in, the chief executive officer, apparently has a chief mouser to deal with. There are a lot of rodents in that building at 10 Downing Street, so they've had a cat there for a long time, Warren.
I think it's a great idea. You know, there's a lot of hotels in New York, some famous hotels, that the Algonquin, for example, a famous Algonquin hotel.
Yeah.
They've had cats living there for years and years and years, I guess, to keep the rodent population under control, but also to kind of smooth and calm down some of the people that stay there as well.
Really? What a great idea. Congratulations to Warren Eckstein. It's 59 past...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.